Basana, how's it going?
Not bad. Are we live and clear?
Oh, yes. You sound great. Are you sure you want to sign up for this? There's still time to back out.
Let's do it.
Who's going to start?
Well, it depends.
Will Smith is nothing to be afraid of.
It depends. What kind of list of films do you have, Basani?
I've got a random five. Nothing too obvious and nothing too random.
Okay. Well, I'll go then. So this is my top five list that, at the time.
Did you want to alternate?
Yeah, that's a great plan. And I'll go first. They're not in any particular order, but...
Your favourite's first?
The first one is Back to the Future 2.
So it is.
Back to the Future 2, specifically, not the first one. I like that film.
Go on. Tell us why it's a good film and why we should...
Shall I tell you why I like the second one and not the first one?
Go on.
Because when I lived at home with my parents, they had on video, recorded from the TV, Back to the Future 1 and Back to the Future 3... and not the middle one. So I knew the first two parts, and I didn't know what happened in the middle.
That was quite remiss of them.
I had to guess. So when I when I finally did see the middle one, it was awesome.
Okay.
Was it worth waiting for?
Well, it really was, and now it's probably one of my very favourite films, which is why it's made the list.
Is there any Back to the Future on your top five list, Basano, before we carry on?
I'd go with two. Two is definitely the best.
You
of
would?
The three.
Yes.
But is it in your top five?
No.
Okay. Oh. But why do you like
it? But you could say that Back to the Future is the episode, the trilogy with the missing episode.
Okay. Why?
Because that's what it means.
A reference to self-promoting author.
With the
who has books available on Amazon.
With the missing second video.
Yeah.
Why do you rate Back to the Future 2 over 1 and 3, Basano? I'm assuming that you didn't grow up in a slightly disillusioned childhood.
No, one was fun, but two was just, I think it's just a rip-roaring ride, and three is just boring. And two plays around with time a lot more when they actually do go into the future and sort of then back into the past, and it's just got everything. It's great.
It's better that they go back into a past, a different past that didn't actually exist.
Alternative reality,
yeah,
indeed.
Exactly.
Okay, I would accept that. I'm curious, Christine, what you make of three, because I found three to be a step too far and a train... It goes back in time, was pushing the limits of everything.
The only bit I didn't like about it was right at the end when it flew.
Right.
Not that I want to spoil the ending for anybody, but yeah.
You might be safe there. Here's the benchmark for spoiling endings. If you've seen the ending of a film, everybody else has likely seen it already. I think, would that be a fair assumption, Basano?
Yeah, pretty much.
Fine.
I see. My favourite one. This is nothing to do with
no
me at
one's
all.
Asking
at all.
You.
I know, but I wish to defend. I wish to
sidepod heckling.
I wish to defend the first one because it didn't have a different woman in it who was better.
Yeah.
I prefer. Who was you're bound to know, Basana? What was the girl called? Without going to IMDb.
No, I'm not. I don't know.
No, I don't know either.
Was it the girl from Leaving Las Vegas?
Was it?
I don't know.
Many years previous.
Have to look it up.
Yeah, could well have been. I can't remember her name either. But she looks similar.
Okay. Well, now you've heckled, and it's not even your show. Basano, what's your first film?
My first film is Angel Heart, which is an Alan Parker film from 1987. Robert De Niro and Mickey Rourke. It's a little bit of a horror, a little bit of a thriller. I heart Alan Parker's work, you know, Angela's Ashes, Mississippi Burning, and The Commitments. It's just essentially Mickey Rourke is a detective, and he gets hired to find an old blues musician, and then it just delves into, I don't know, witchcraft and voodoo and kind of spiraling into madness. But it sounds quite haunting, but it's one of my top 10 films ever, I think.
I've never heard of it, but I have heard of Robert De Niro. So that's a good start.
Alan Parker?
No.
Mickey Rourke?
I'm not sure I know who Mickey Rourke is either. I've heard the name.
Well,
the first
go.
Of an evening's disappointment. tell Christine what she should know. You've already named Alan Parker. What should she know about Mickey Rourke?
What was the wrestling film he was in? He got Oscar nomination for recently.
Nope, you don't know that one. you're assuming I know more than Christine.
Don't make fun of me when you don't know better.
I don't remember, but I have IMDb. Mickey Rourke, I can't try to think where I know him from too. He must have been in thousands of films. Mickey
Rourke. Yeah, lots in the '80s before he really went downhill. But Johnny Handsome.
Apparently it was called
The Wrestler. 9.5 weeks was his biggest film.
Right.
Sarah's saying Mickey Rourke was in The Wrestler. So that must be what it was called. A film
about Aronofsky's film.
There you
go. Brilliant film.
Okay, Christine, what's next on your list?
My next one is The Great Escape.
Okay.
Only because of the motorbike bit at the end.
Okay. No other reason?
But I'll tell you why that is important is because I do not like long films. Long films are very bad, but that is a really long film, and I like all of it, so that's why it's so good.
Okay. Is that the only selling points? Motorbike bit, and it's quite long, and you like it.
Well, I do like the bit when they take the wood from the bunks and the man falls down. That is also quite good.
It's got Steve McQueen. What more do you need to say?
This is true.
Have you got anything else to add to The Great Escape?
It's just full of Steve McQueen goodness. That's it.
Watch it. I can give you some facts on it.
No, don't.
Go on, then.
It was released in July the 4th, 1963. It starred Steve McQueen, James Garner, and Richard Attenborough. Not the Richard Attenborough.
Yeah.
And Charles Bronson.
He planned it all. He was in charge.
I did not know that was the same man. Well, I learned something this evening.
There you go.
IMDb
from
rules.
From me.
Well, IMDb.
Well, yeah.
Facts.
I brought it up.
Well, I'm guessing The Great Escape isn't in your top five, though, Bersani.
No, it's not. No.
I'm guessing that neither of your lists will match any point tonight. I'm banking on that.
I'm pretty sure that's going to happen, yeah.
Go on then, Bersani. What's your next one?
The next one, well, Christine might have this on her list, but it's a Swedish film from last year called Let the Right One In. It's two 12-year-old neighbours. There's a little boy called Oscar, and he's picked on by all the kids at school. And then this girl moves to his block, I think, and she turns out to be a vampire. Now, I must say, if you're not a fan of art house films with subtitles, this isn't for you, but this got 98% on Rotten Tomatoes, and it's just one of the outstanding films from last year, and it really has to be seen. And if you're a bit of a Scandinavian fan, and I know we have one or two of those, I'd definitely recommend it.
Christine, any thoughts on this one?
Well, I was just going to say, I don't think I've ever watched a film with subtitles on purpose. I watch films.
On purpose?
No, I watch films with subtitles.
You accidentally walked into the theatre and it had subtitles?
No, I sometimes watch, when we used to have a DVD player, I'd watch it with subtitles up just for fun.
Right.
Not even Emily?
No, I haven't seen that.
Oh, that's probably the best subtitled film of the last 10 years.
I'm looking at the title of this film, and what did you call it? Because that isn't what it's called on IMDb. You called it Let the Right One In.
Yeah, they probably list the Swedish title.
Lat Den Ratte Komma In. And Kathy's going to kill me for that. but that's what it says, and it was released 10th of April 2009. But I'm looking down the list, I don't see anybody I've ever heard of in this film.
No, they're all Swedish, that's why.
Right, okay. What made you pick this film, and why did you go and watch it in the first place then?
I heard it when it... I heard about it when it was out, and I actually watched it on the plane when I went to Montreal back in July, I think. And there was just a lot of buzz around it at the time. I kind of follow a lot of film podcasts and I read a lot of film reviews, and the buzz around this was just immense, so I had to see it, and it was really worth it.
Are you convinced, and Christine, are you being convinced to watch any of these
Well,
films?
I'm being convinced to watch Amelie.
Okay.
I would start with Amelie. Don't start with Swedish vampire films.
I think Amelie sounds like something I could watch that. Okay, so I do my next one then? Well, we sort of touched on this earlier, but my next one is The Matrix, because I like the idea of having lots of information being downloaded into your head, just being plugged in.
It appears to your inner geek.
Yes. Okay. And also, I do think, I really like the deja vu thing. I think it's very clever that the deja vu means there's a glitch in the Matrix, and sometimes I think that is true in real life.
As we've already covered trilogies already, and you picked Back to the Future 2.
Yeah.
Matrix 2?
Well, a lot of people, I mean, I think the Matrix should have been left alone as a film, and
I would agree with that.
I don't think they should have made the trilogy, but I don't hate the others as much as people do.
Okay.
I can watch them and that's fine, but I do think it should have been left.
You do realise that in your top five of films, you have a Keanu Reeves film in there.
Keanu Reeves is lovely.
Is he?
Actually, I should have picked Speed because I love that film.
There's a bomb on the bus. I need to mute something, but I don't know where it is. So bear with me.
Okay. I don't know if people caught it on the stream, but Christine actually recognised this as from the trailer, which we think is a step forward.
I have seen the trailer of Clint Eastwood on his porch, I guess you would call it.
Yes.
Deck, I don't know. And I think maybe he has a gun. I'm not sure. Maybe I just made that bit up.
No, it's not a porch. It's a Gran Torino.
Okay.
Explain that one.
The Gran Torino is about the car. It's his car, his beloved car.
Right.
So it's not a Porsche.
Oh, dear.
Anyway, it's about a Korean War veteran who is shunned or is shunning his family because he doesn't want to know them anymore. And as described, he sort of sits on his porch and just watches the world go by. And he befriends a local kid who is getting picked on. And it's just quite a moving story. It's the performances are beautiful. Clint Eastwood is just always brilliant. But it's one of the better films that he has directed. And if you haven't seen it, then you need to just rush out and get it. It's to say too much about it would probably ruin it. But it's all about the performance. It's mind blowing.
Good stuff. I've got a few facts for you. It was released on 27th of February 2009. And aside from Clint Eastwood, don't see any names I particularly recognise. Is there anybody else notable in it?
No, not really. No.
Just Clint Eastwood. This makes me feel very bad because this is very good, important films that tell a nice story, have a good message, and my next one is not very good.
Okay. With bated breath, Christine, what is your number two film?
Well, it depends which order we're going in.
Number four film.
It probably is my number two film. Forrest Gump.
Why did you say that so tentatively? As if you're almost embarrassed about it.
Forrest Gump.
Okay. Go on. Why?
Because I think it's very, very clever how they weave in all the different things, like how he opens a letter with the apple on it and stuff. I think that's really clever because they've thought of everything. Everything that's ever happened, somehow Forrest Gump was involved and it was probably his fault.
Right. Yes. And that appeals.
Yeah.
That reminds me in some way of Lost.
Yeah.
With interwoven stories and everybody's connected to everything in some way or other.
Yes. And I think that's very clever. And Tom Hanks rocks.
Does Tom Hanks only feature in your top five once?
Yeah.
I was expecting more from you.
Well, I could list a top five Tom Hanks
films. Yeah. See, I thought you would have gone that far. Bassano, any thoughts on Forrest Gump?
Yeah, it's good, but it's just popcorn, isn't it?
It is that, yes. I can't deny that, I'm afraid.
Have you watched it more than once, Bassano?
Yeah, once by accident, though.
Oh, how'd you watch a film by accident?
We were going to see a film, and the only things that were shown we'd already seen, so we went to see Pulp Fiction, and then we walked into Forrest Gump by mistake. But we walked in just...
They are quite different.
Yeah, we walked in just during the Christopher Walken scene with the watch, so you have to stay for that.
Right.
Now, that was Pulp Fiction, and then we walked out and went to the other one.
Yes.
So one of them was a mistake, but it was quite confusing. I may have been a little bit drunk.
That's an awesome tale. Okay. Match your number two film, then. Beat Forrest Gump.
Can I just say, when we were talking about subtitled films, SLV Aaron said mentioned Pan's Labyrinth, and that is also up there. So it's Pan's Labyrinth and Amelie to start with subtitled films.
Pan's Labyrinth. I can't see if I can find that. I haven't heard of that before. Never heard of this one.
It's Guillermo del Toro who did the Hellboy films.
I've heard of Labyrinth, but
and
it's
he's
not
making
that.
He's making The Hobbit next year or the year after.
Okay.
Pan's Labyrinth is a Spanish film.
It's P-A-N-S.
Pan, as in the devil. Oh. P-A-N-S.
Okay, hold on.
Laberinto del Forno.
Nope, never heard of it.
Okay, so what is
we'll put
your,
on the list.
What's your second film or fourth?
My fourth film, in no particular order, is a film called The Notebook from 2004, which generally gets a lot of mixed reviews. 55% on Rotten Tomatoes, but 8 out of 10 on IMDb. It's got Ryan Gosling and Rachel McAdams. And it's a kind of a sunny Sunday afternoon in the rain, cuddling up on the couch with your loved one kind of film. It's very soppy, but I dare you not to cry in it. So
that's
just
a
story of sort of boy meets girl. Yeah, boy goes off to war. Girl gets married with someone else, and, you know.
I don't cry at films. I don't cry at TV, do I?
It might get a little dusty in the room if you don't cry, but it's a lovely film.
Released 25th of June 2004. I'm trying to find somebody in there that I might have heard of.
Ryan Gosling.
I think I've heard of him.
Yeah, Ryan Gosling and James Garner, I think I know.
Yes, James Garner, yes.
From various things. Quite a lot of films he's been in, by the look of it.
Gina Rowlands.
Yeah. And he was in Shake, Rattle and Roll. Yes, okay, so I do know. So a couple of, considering what you have given us today, that's some notable names. okay, so you recommend it, Christine, or you don't think she'd...
No, like... I think she'd like it. I can't... If you don't like The Notebook, then you have no heart.
Oh.
That's interesting. Oh, what a quote. In the comments, Amy just said, I hated The Notebook.
Well, that's... Yeah, like I say, it is quite divisive. Some people think it's too saccharine, but I think it's a lovely film.
She did cry, though.
There you go.
Maybe that's why she hated it.
Noted. Okay, Christine, your number one film.
I don't want to do it anymore.
Why not?
I don't like this show anymore.
Are you being put to shame?
Yeah.
By Bassano?
Yeah.
Okay, go on.
I don't want to.
You're not going to say it? Okay. Can I glimpse? Hold on, show it to me first. Let me just tell you what. Allow guests see what people...
top one.
Number five.
You're going to say that out loud?
Yeah.
What, so that everybody knows?
Yeah.
That's your top film?
It's not my top film.
No?
It's just top five films in no particular order.
Oh, Lord. Bassano, are you sitting down? Do you
have a
stiff drink to hand?
I don't.
I think this needs a drum roll. Christine, what is your... one of your top five favourite films of all time?
That I thought of the day I sat down to think about it. The Muppet Christmas Carol.
Woohoo! That is a great film.
Is it?
Yes.
Yes.
Top five?
Well, you know, five today.
Relatively speaking.
How can you not love The Muppets?
I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong then. I didn't realise I'd be in the wrong here. So you're saying that's more cool than anything else you suggested?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Wow.
I am so totally off the page on this one.
I wasn't expecting that, but I am glad.
Amy said it's the best movie ever. Sarah says, woohoo, Muppets.
Yeah. I mean, karate chopping pigs and talking frogs, well, it doesn't get better than that.
And Michael Caine as well, see.
And Michael Caine.
Alex said he can't hear, but is it Muppets Christmas Carol? Stuff you, yes. Did he possibly guess that? How could you possibly guess that? How could he do that?
Because it's a really good film, there you go.
Because all they said was Muppets, so it's the best Muppets film.
There you go. Righto. I'm stunned, I'll tell you something, I'm absolutely... gobsmacked with that. Let me just see if we find some facts about it.
It's got the Muppets in it.
Yeah, Christine, tell me why you like it. Tell me what it is that really makes that film for you.
Because it's Muppets and it's Michael Caine and there's singing and dancing and it's happy and also that little rabbit thing, the beanie bunny thing, which is the cutest thing ever. That's about it.
I don't like musicals, but I love the Muppets.
There you go, you see. I'll tell you why it's one on my top five favourite list, because even Bassano likes it. Yeah. Yes.
Do you know what? If you show me that top five, that would be the last one that I'd expect him to give you any credit for. It was released on the 18th of December, 1992. Features Michael Caine and plenty of other names. Anything else standing out to me? Most of them, obviously, from the Muppets.
Kermit.
Wow. Yeah, obviously, all of the Muppets.
Miss Piggy.
And there's an extra. Did someone just give a shout out for the Swedish Chef? Yeah,
of course. I must point out 4-star in the comments in relation to someone saying High School Musical. He said the acting is better in Muppet Christmas Carol, yeah. Which is true.
I can't argue with that. Okay, Bassano.
Now you've got to top the Muppets.
Top the Muppets. I'm not sure I can do that, but my last film of the evening is Big Fish, the Tim Burton film from 2003. Edward Scissorhands, Beetlejuice, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory and Batman. Some of his films aren't fantastic, but visually Tim Burton just makes some of the best films around. And this is a true fairy tale. Visually it's stunning. It's about tall stories and childhood and family. And again, another one that sort of, you know, make the room a little bit dusty. I think it's a beautiful film, and if you haven't seen it, you really should.
Has that one got Ewan McGregor in it?
Yes.
My God, where did she pull that one from? Have you got IMDb open?
No, I haven't.
Tell me what you know about Big Fish.
I think maybe I've also seen the trailer for that.
Tell me what you think.
You've seen the most amount of trailers.
You see all the trailers, but none of the films.
Yeah. True story. Well, trailers are only 3 minutes long, you see.
I see. Well, tell me what you know about Big Fish.
It's very colourful.
It is.
It looks like... not all live action, because there's Ewan McGregor and other stuff.
Right.
Yeah, that's most of the part. It's quite live action, but there is a fair amount of imagine a CGI.
There is a massive cast. Just to give you, in terms of the films that you've given us tonight, I mean, this is the biggest. You've got McGregor, as you've already mentioned. You've got Steve Buscemi. He's obviously been in every film
ever.
He's
fantastic.
Yeah, Danny DeVito. He's on Twitter. you've got Miley Cyrus is in it. Now, Bassano.
Smiley. Well, no, I didn't know that, but, you know.
She must be only little.
Says Ruthie.
Yeah, she's an called, embryo.
Bizarrely, she's called Destiny Cyrus in the show. Does she not do any other surname?
Well, she is the spawn of Billy Ray.
Mm. So I don't know why she's almost self-titled in that film. Okay, there, you sold on that one, Christine. You interested in seeing that?
I've added 5 films to my list now to watch. I bet
all 5 of them you're going to see. Yeah, but one of them is Amelie, not the.
I've got Amelie, Point Break, Pan's Labyrinth, The Notebook, and Big Fish.
There you go.
But I'll tell you what.
Go on.
I've added 5 films to my list. Bassano has learnt nothing from my list. This is not fair.
I've learnt that I'm not surprised.
Oh.
Oh, blessed. Well, thank you for joining us,
Bassano. Thank you for putting up with my silly list.
That's classic.
No problem.